Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
All right, let me play something Spectre said for you guys earlier today, and we'll get back to serious football things here coming up at the top of the hour. We have been having this debate in the office. What's the worst night? Is it New Year's Eve? Is it Halloween night? And I threw in St. Patrick's Day as just not fun nights to be out. So we asked Spec this question. Here's what Spec said.
All right. When you're picking between Halloween, St. Patrick's Day, and New Year's Eve, here's the order. St. Patrick's Day 1. Halloween 2, New Year's Eve, DFL, third place. New Year's Eve is a young man's game. If you're in your 20s, it's great. If you're single or in a semi-serious relationship, it's still great. But if you're an adult, New Year's Eve is the absolute worst. You have to get dressed up. You can't drink what you want to drink. You have to stay up late. The prices are, you know, you're gouged through the roof. At least on St. Patrick's Day, you can drink a beer during the day and not feel bad about it. Halloween, at least you get free candy, or maybe you can see your kids enjoy it. There is nothing redeeming as an adult about New Year's Eve. All four of those things absolutely stink when it comes to New Year's Eve for me. The price gouging, the clothes, the alcohol, and the staying up late. No, thank you. It's not even a debate. New Year's Eve is the absolute worst.
All right, Rob, I'll ask you the question. Text line 913-586-7965. Out of those three nights, what's the worst? New Year's Eve, tonight, Halloween night, or St. Patrick's Day?
Boss man's right. New Year's Eve stinks. New Year's Eve, he's 1,000% correct here. New Year's Eve is fun when you are 22. New Year's Eve is great when you're 25 and you're like, hey, I'm going out, I'm single, why not? Or you're like dating but not serious. It's a great night to go out. Man, I'm 33 and married. I'm going to dress up to go to a nice dinner and get hit with double pricing or a coursed menu for a restaurant I can go to any other night of the year without a problem. I didn't have to stay up late. I have to drink champagne. I don't like champagne. Inevitably, at some party you're at for New Year's Eve, there is some person who just can't drink and they can't handle their liquor and they get sloppy. It's amateur hour. New Year's Eve, you know, all I want to do is go to bed so I can wake up the next day and watch the bowl games. It is the worst. Halloween is second. It's better, but it has a lot of those elements. When I was single, Halloween was great. It was an excuse to go to the bar and name a costume became sexy costume at the bar because that's what the girls wear. That's great. It's not great when you're married. Like, you're at a Halloween party with friends. Candy's great, but it doesn't, not the best. It's terrible for you. The best is St. Patrick's Day. It's warm outside. It's inside outside. It's in March. It's green beer, and you're watching college basketball because of the time of the year. That's a fine holiday. Still not as great as people think, but New Year's Eve stinks. Halloween's second, and St. Patrick's Day is the best of those group.
Okay. Let me try to correct you where I think you're wrong. People are happy on New Year's. There's something cool about New Year's. It's the turning over. It's the feeling of new. You know what? I'm going to be better. I would say that at this point, you kind of know where to go on New Year's Eve and where not to go. If you just want to go out, get dressed, have a nice meal with your lady, be around people who are of the same mind as you are, there are places for you to go. If you want to do something at the house, maybe you don't want to do the hustle and bustle of New Year's Eve, but you want to have your friends over to have a game night. Everybody is in a good mood. It's still the holidays. New Year's Eve at this point is what you make it. Halloween is great, even if you have kids or don't have kids. Some of you don't have kids, but you live in a house. It's fun to have the kids come by, trick or treat. They're dressed up like Spider-Man. You give them some candy. You have a couple of laughs. You go inside. You watch Scream. You go to bed at 9, 10 o'clock. Halloween can be fun even if you don't already have a kid. There's nothing redeemable about St. Patrick's Day. There's nothing. You don't like green beer. You don't want to eat corned beef hash. You don't like any of that. The person that takes St. Patrick's Day seriously is normally weird. The person is not doing, they're not Irish. You know what I'm talking about. The guy that just, you're way too excited about this day. The person that's excited about New Year, man, I got resolutions. I'm about to join the gym. We all know the person that goes hard for New Year's Eve. But usually that person has good intentions. The person that goes all out for Halloween, they put a couple of, you know, they got a skeleton up outside. They got a pumpkin. They're all right. The guy that's really excited about drinking green beer and getting up to watch Wisconsin play Notre Dame in college basketball, usually obnoxious. I'm sorry. St. Patrick's Day is the worst day on the American calendar. It's the worst.
I am drop dead stunned that someone so adverse to the cold picked the 2 days that are colder over the day that there is a chance of warmth. You know what happens in March? The sun is shining. Green beer, by the way, tastes like regular beer. It just food coloring. There's literally no flavor difference at all.
Then someone on the text line's right. Then people are coming around and they're trying to pinch you for not wearing green. Like, bro, what are we doing here? I'm about to go down to HR. Why are you touching me?
You think putting on those goofy New Year's Eve hats is some sort of win?
Yeah, that's fun.
No. New Year's Eve is off. How many nights?
Everybody's singing, and then the ball drops. You get to kiss your lady. They start playing a Lady Gaga song, and you guys start dancing together. Yeah, there's a big difference in a Halloween party, a New Year's Eve party, and a St. Patrick's Day party. I don't want to go out on St. Patrick's Day. I don't. I don't want to go out here. I don't want you.
But you want to go out on New Year's Eve? You want to get hit for double prices.
I don't mind going out for New Year's Eve.
I love a Boulevard. We $16.50. What? Where am I?
I don't mind going out for New Year's Eve. I don't mind going out with my friends. Hey, we're going to celebrate the New Year's together. You go out with your. I don't mind going out during those days. You're not catching me going out on St. Patrick's Day. Nah, man. Bro, you are 37 years old with a family. Why are you out here dressed like the guy from the Lucky Charms box? Go home. It's Wednesday. Why are you acting like this?
Again, I'm stunned. The guy who, when I asked him, hey, you going to the current playoff game? Hey, might be cold. Can't go. Is telling me.
You did ask me about going to the current. I was like, oh, it's November. You know I ain't going out there.
The guy who's scared of November because it might be a little crisp in the air is telling me December 31st is the day he wants to be out and about, but not March 17th.
Yeah,
make it make sense.
Yeah, because it's not that bad. You think I'm waiting in line at this point in my life? No, if I'm going somewhere for New Year's Eve, I'm in and I'm out. I'm in and I'm out. I'm not standing out of line. I paid for this ticket and I got dressed. You think I'm waiting outside? No, sir. I'm walking straight from the car right to the entrance and I'm walking out. No. Yeah, I like New Year's Eve. I'm a New Year's Eve kind of guy. You got to find the right spot, though. You got to do your research. You trying to go to Westport on New Year's Eve and like, oh, it's all these. Yeah, because you can't go to them. You got to go to a place with other adults that are like you. Hey, we want to have a good time and we want to be home by 12:30. That's the kind of people you need to be hanging around for New Year's Eve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com